The Trades Union Congress has raised concerns about certain omissions in the 2014 budget presented yesterday. In an interim statement signed by Secretary General Kofi Asamoah, the union said the budget followed in the line of telling Ghanaians about economic growth as measured by GDP, inflation and other macroeconomic indices, but was silent on employment. The TUC says it welcomes the choice of four priority sectors on which oil and gas revenues are to be spent for the next 3 years, in line with the Petroleum Revenue Management Law Act 815. Nevertheless, the budget maintained a loud silence on how government has fared in terms of the previous four priority sectors on which it has spent petroleum revenue since 2011. Here are excerpts of the statement from the TUC.
The statement said government has once again confirmed to Ghanaians that when it comes to employment, it is a matter for manifestos and not a serious macroeconomic issue for its consideration. According to the TUC, in its engagement on budget and economic policy formulation, it has over the years called for a change in the way economic policy has been conducted in Ghana over the last 30 years. It says it expects government to tell Ghanaians the status of road projects on which huge sums of petroleum revenues have been applied. On agriculture, the TUC said performance over the last 3 years does not reflect the huge resources that have been pumped into its modernization from the oil revenues. It called for proper accounting for past revenues that have been spent from the country's oil. On public sector wages, the TUC welcomed proposals to enhance the implementation of the single spine pay policy. However, it is concerned with the continued delays in the review of allowances. The statement said in the last 5 years, annual budgets and economic policies have contained proposals from the completion of existing and construction of new affordable housing projects. However, government's commitment to affordable housing appears to be a rhetoric, as nothing concrete is being done to address the housing deficit in Ghana. It therefore called on government to implement the proposals on affordable housing contained in the 2014 budget. It also urged government to demonstrate commitment to the implementation of the budget by releasing resources to the appropriate agencies on time.
You heard an interim statement from the TUC on the 2014 budget.